tracks from the past. In the area surrounding Santa Spring del Puerto Jaen, there are many materials from the Triassic Secondary Era on the southern edge of the plateau, mostly made up by red clays and sandstone. Therefore, in San Esteban we can find a paleontological site with the tracks of archosaurs, a biped vertebrate that moved by jumping like kangaroos do. This site is made up by a sandstone subhorizontal stratus with 24 prints in the higher area and concentrated in an area of 215 square feet. The age of these life forms is calculated at around 230 million years, so, corresponding to the Mesozoic Eon, higher Triassic period. In general, dinosaur tracks are referred to as ichnites, and they are true prints of the past. Each print is made up by three long and concave marks. Two long lateral ones and a shorter one, slightly behind the other two. The lateral markings form a small angle and, on an average, measure approximately 13 inches. The intermediate marking has a length of 7 inches. It is easy to observe narrowings that indicate foot pads and calluses, as well as possible claws. It is possibly the track of a biped vertebrate belonging to the order of the archosaurs, who moved along the floodplain of the fluvial system, near a shallow channel or a swampy area. The way the tracks are laid out, almost all grouped together and pointing in the same direction, makes us think that it was a group of vertebrates that moved in groups. After the investigations carried out by specialists in the science of studying fossil tracks ichnology, we can truly say that they are both of great cultural interest and great scientific importance, because they are unique, the only tracks of this kind up until now. The archosaurs, a subclass of reptile fossils from the Mesozoic characterized by a biped semi-erect posture, populated the land with dinosaurs, the sea with crocodilians and the air with pterosaurs during the Triassic, Jurassic and Cretaceous periods. During the Middle and Higher Triassic, archosaurs adopted an erect posture, keeping their extremities positioned below their body at all times. A large part of the success of dinosaurs during this period was due to the evolutionary advantages that this erect posture gave these animals.